All right, so check this out, right? I went out to the bar yesterday. It was a Saturday night. We had a good time. I'm down at the bar, and I'm speaking to this lady, and we're just chopping it up. She's like, yeah, I used to live in this building. I'm like, word? Mm-hmm. What apartment? And she's like, oh, you know, I can't remember. I'm like, oh, okay, well, so you know the horrors of the brick wall, that it crumbles. You know that the ceiling leaks all the fucking time. She's like, yeah, it leaks all the time. It leaks in my bedroom when I used to live there. I was like, yo, that's crazy. I'm like, because it leaks in my bedroom. So, you know, I'm speaking to this woman, and, you know, we're just chopping it up. And I'm like, okay, hold on. I was like, do you remember what apartment it was? And she was like, no, I don't. But I remember I was on the top floor. I'm like, okay. I was like, was your neighbor Zach? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, there's no fucking way this is happening right now. Like, there's no way that the person I'm speaking to lived in the apartment before I lived in it.
Nah, yeah, that's kind of weird out.
It was like, pretty weird, man.
Like, did you get, like, a time date, like, exactly before?
Yeah, like, so I moved in here, like, 4 years ago, right? Uh-huh. I swear that number just keeps changing. It'd be 3 years, 4 years. But, yeah, 4 years ago.
Type shit.
And then this guy pulled up, and then he broke his lease 6 months in, and then that's how I got into here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So she was a tenant before the guy who I took over for, right? She was a tenant. So it's just weird because she's showing me pictures of this apartment, and I'm like, that's not right, bro. Like, she knows my whole layout. She knows the whole crib. She's like, yeah.
Hey.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
And then she was like, oh, is the code to the door still?
Oh.
And I was like,
nah, that's crazy. Yeah, and that's probably, like, the landlords, they do, like, not change locks and code and shit. They just be leaving it.
They really should, though, on it, for real. Like,
yeah, that's really a real safety hazard, for real.
So I met this woman, weird story. You know, she bought me a shot of tequila. That was cool. I don't drink tequila, but it was all right, you know.
Yeah.
Although I'm Spanish, we don't dance on it, for real. Dude, so, like, here's the thing. I'll be quite honest. Did you turn the mic on, by the way? Yeah, you just flipped the switch upward.
It's on.
There we go. Oh, now yeah, we can hear you. Now. Yep. Nah, it would be weird if I just came home and there was someone sitting in my crib. I mean, she was all right. She wasn't bad. I wouldn't be upset. But at the same time, I'd be like, hold on, what are you doing here? You know, so that's a...
She wasn't bad.
Yeah. Her name was Casey. Casey.
Okay.
I was like, oh, Casey, is it with a K or a C? She's like, what type of question is that?
Shout out, Casey. Don't be on no weird stuff, though.
Nah, no shout out.
Nah. We got guapo on
the mic. Thought it was W or L Riz.
What's that?
W or L Riz. You said K or C.
I think it was a K. Wait, I'm sorry. W or L Riz?
Yeah, what you mean?
The question. You thought you was risen?
Oh, me?
Yeah,
bro. For sure. That's we were talking about. Well, listen.
Oh, okay.
So, my name is Kevin, but it's spelled K-E-V-E-N. Okay, I got two E's. So that's why I brought that up, because it's an important question. And she was like, what do you mean? I'm like, listen.
Yeah, your name is spelled like that.
It is, bro.
Now I hear you saying it, I would thought you pronounce it a different way. Yeah.
You're supposed to pronounce it Kevin, but I'm like, yo, fuck that, bro. You don't got to do all that. Just call me Kevin. You're cool. But with that being said, welcome to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez. And today I am joined by Shah Freshco.
Shah Freshco Bar, you know what the vibes. Big Bake in the building.
Right.
Baker Immaculate in the stew. I appreciate you all for being here. We got Charles on the mic. I think he's going to try
Charlie,
to steal the
Charlie,
show.
Charlie. We're going to start off like that. No Charles. We're going to do
no Charlie.
Charles.
How about Chuck?
Nah, I don't fuck with Chuck.
Ah,
nah,
there it is.
I ain't going to lie. Nah, I don't fuck with that shit at all.
Yeah, nah, I don't fuck with Charles Barkley. Nah, that's what they call him.
Yeah, I know a few Charlies, and they hate the word Chuck. They
it's because I used to get mixed with someone else named Chuck back in the day, and he was doing a whole other shit. It's like, niggas used to think I was him, and it's like, nah, I'm not him. Wrong nigga.
Him and I are not the same. Facts. We are not the same. But anyway, so welcome to the Middleman Podcast, Baker Immaculate. I'm excited you guys are here. You guys are making some big moves, you know, clothing brand, music, and vlogging. So we got a lot to cover here, man. We got a lot to cover.
Yes, sir.
For sure. I think we should just start with who you are. You know, what's going on with you? What's your main goal? Shah Freshco Bar. Would you say that you're at the, you know, helm of the operation?
Yeah. I oversee everything and press the button on the moves. Basically we just started. We really want to get into everything. So like right now is vlogging, the music, the clothes, but you plan to try to do movies. We want to do everything. We want to be like a, what's the label? Like a Rockefeller, because Rockefeller, they started with the music, on Independent, and then they had like movies like they did like Paid in Full. You ever seen Paid in Full? Mm-hmm. That's like a classic. So stuff like that. Just try to make it as big as possible.
You know, that's interesting you mentioned that because I was watching the Team Scoobity interview that you guys had. And, you know, you mentioned that it's much more, Baker Immaculate is much more than just music. You know, it's also about being creators, content creators. You know, everyone has their own personality. Even if you don't like rap in the group, you know, you still have a personality and it could bring and highlight the energy for the brand. So I think that's brilliant on your mind to just be able to do that. You know, to compare it to Rockefeller would be, that'd be dope, bro.
Yeah, because like the group aspect, like, I feel like everybody contribute. Everybody, even like the quiet person could contribute, like, you know, and they just being quiet. Everybody play a character. It's like a TV show. You know how you let the, it's like the loud, funny one. And then it's like the, what's it called? The one that everybody just crack on all day. But like, That's like, it's like real life stuff. So I feel like everybody can relate. It's authentic, just us being ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
So why don't we talk about roles? You know, what's everyone's role? What is your role? You know, and we'll pass baton across the room and just see what everyone plays in Baker Immaculate.
So right now, just we really still finding out the roles for everybody right now, trying to get the strong suits and stuff situated. But we just letting it fall into play right now. So right now I'm like, so yeah, like I said, I press the button on everything. And I tell them probably what they should do. And sometimes they give me insight on like what's best or what they think we should do next. They give out a lot of ideas and they help me a lot too. So but yeah, we get them. Family.
You got the mic?
Me, Charlie, I was the manager at first, but I had to step down. You feel me? A little too much. I'm security right now. But nah, I'm trying to do like the skits and stuff right now because I'm a funny ass nigga. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, if niggas would really know me, like, niggas know me, I'm like really funny. So like, when we do our skits, our music videos, like, I got wild ideas. That's my idea. That's my job right now, to come up with the ideas right now.
You're good with the commercials.
Commercial, bro. Have you seen any of our commercials, bro?
I've seen a few of the commercials, yep.
I'm that guy.
And we got the cameraman over here. He look like he's slumped. Is he asleep? You all right, dude?
Liz, we all play factors. So we all turn the camera in. Who means no? I mean, I hold the camera. He hold the camera.
I be the cameraman sometimes.
Yeah, it's whoever. Till we get our own real cameraman, because sometimes like we do footage do be like a little shaky sometimes. So I'll be like, hey, we either got to get better or we got to add somebody to the team.
Hey, you know what though? You got to start somewhere on it for real.
Yeah. I'm not against adding someone to the team, or for me, as long as it's like no one to just someone that I fuck up the vibe, but there's always other people like you could try. If someone don't work out, try again.
So talk to me about the original members of the team. You know, who was it originally starting out? How'd you guys all meet? And you know, who has joined the journey since then?
All right, so first, we all really knew each other from school. So like playing ball coming up. And then I got close with Fancy. And Fancy, we was like we had some friends. Well, we still cool with them now, but it was like a group we had before, and then that broke apart. So we wanted to make our own son. Like, we wanted to start to build a brand. I think at the time I was looking at Nipsey Hussle and how he was just like preaching about building a brand. So I was just like, we should come up with a name. And then we came up the name. And we just put everybody that was our friends at the time, who he was really rocking with, was his Charles, and then his brother, Brizo Benz. He's not here right now. Mm-hmm. And then it first started out like that. And then, how's it going? Feel me? We just, everybody we mess with is here.
That's awesome.
No, yeah. Literally. There's some people that we were fucking with in the beginning.
So hold it. Make sure you hold it.
My bad.
Nah, you good, bro.
The people that we were fucking with in the beginning, there's only like only a couple branched off, but it's still the remainder group. Like the same people, like from the start, is still here.
Oh yeah. That just come with it though. I feel like people put themselves in that position, so cut them off. That's just son. You just gotta get with the program. So it be hurting sometimes, but it's cool, you know.
Yeah, having a couple people off, reworking the team. I understand.
Right. Yeah. You freshly understand. So
I understand, bro. Don't you worry, man. I have talked to my team at times. You know, we've had some changes. You know, and sometimes you'll sit there and you question if it's you that's a problem or if it's like, you know, something else externally that's going on.
Right. Yeah.
So you guys started Baker Immaculate, but what came first? Was it the music? Was it the dream and love for music, or was it the dream and love for clothing?
I think it was both, right?
Yeah, for me, I always love clothes. So that's like me right there. Like clothes, that's all set. But yeah, music, like we would all just be freestyling. He got something to say.
If you're going to grab the mic, fancy, grab the mic.
Nah, facts. When we first started, we used to just like be on some hot shit, on some young shit, just rapping and shit. I was like, yo, you nice, bro. Like, you should rap type shit. Oh, and then that's when he started going crazy with it. I'm like, yo, we could get famous. I can't rap. I just fuck around with it. I'll be on some, you feel me, hot shit. I'm the man. I'll probably say some fire shit here and there.
Yeah, drop
but they
dime.
Nice. So I'm like, yo, if y'all, if we take this shit serious, we could be out of here.
Nah, he better than he give himself credit for. I tell him that.
Nah,
but
he be bullshitting on his music, like, cause he has a couple. He acts like he don't be rapping, but he has at least 4 songs out. I have 0 songs, so I'm really the nigga that don't be.
Yeah,
rapping.
He don't rap at all. He's filming.
If I really wanted to hop on that shit, I probably would have. But really, the comedian. I don't know. It's
Really was trying to get them in the Twitch space, but I don't think they into it. So, but we got from these other avenues.
Yeah, no,
I'm gonna get into it. It's just the timing right now. Timing ain't right.
It's, for me, best time. We always got to start, though.
Nah, that's a fact, though.
I'll be telling you.
You know what I think we got to start after this podcast on a for real? We got to have a full like rap session here. So as Fancy was saying, bro, you might not sit here and say you're a rapper, right? I'm not by any means, bro, but I'll sit here and I'll freestyle and I might drop a dime like I really would, you know?
Pick it up, throw the
drop
alley.
A dime? What are you talking about?
Say it all the time, man. Kmart with 2 T's, 3, 2, 1, under the sun, got no gun, no need to run. That's my tagline.
Damn.
Got him.
You know, so that's what it's all about, man. I'm all for that. So that's the energy that we're going to get into after the podcast. Mike, you got to record that. It's going to be a pretty legendary session there. So it seems like clothing and music, it just all happened at once.
Yeah, type shit. It really was the music, because I don't think they knew I could design something or make something look like.
Nah, but you was talking about it, though. It wasn't like, it was the idea, though. It's not like it wasn't thought of.
Nah, facts. So. Cause, yeah, that is true. I was talking about it, but you know, talk is cheap.
Nah, but talk wasn't cheap because you actually did it.
Nah, yeah, that's fact.
And if you notice with the shit, everything's getting better and better. Like at first, the suits was aight. Mm-hmm. You feel me? The shirts was aight, and it's just getting better and better. And once y'all see the sweaters, it's gonna go crazy.
So designing that all came from you.
Yeah,
is that something that you just had within you, or something that you learned in school?
Nah, I ain't learning at school. That's in me. It ain't on me. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, my son used to come out with some shit on. I ain't gonna lie. He used to always throw his shit together.
Drips of air.
My fashion game is awful, bro. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna keep it a buck, bro.
Nah,
my,
feel me? But you wear what fits you, because you might wear, if you try to put on what I put on, it probably won't look right. But,
agreed.
Feel me? Everybody, as long as you know how to dress to what, feel me, it look, then I feel like you putting that shit on. But if you're trying to do something that's too much, then it's like, nah, chill, bro. What you doing?
Chill, bro.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
So, Baker Immaculate, right? What's the true meaning of Baker Immaculate? What was how did the name even come to you in the first place, bro?
I don't even know, to be honest. But I do know, like, Baker, I always did. Before, like, anything, you know how, like, they give you the sheet of stuff where you could, your career goals when you're in high school and stuff? Culinary arts, I used to be like, I'm going to go to school for culinary arts. Even with the CTC, mm-hmm. I was going to try to do that. They denied me.
Yeah, because you know you can't cook, bro.
I could cook, bro. You're wild, bro. Especially now. I mean, I got older, so I got a couple things. So I guess I always wanted to do something with Baker, and then my family could cook, something like that. But then Baker Maca, it just sounded cool, and then the meaning came afterwards. So basically, Baker Mac, I mean, like, anybody could be a baker. So if you waking up every day, just trying to better yourself, whether you going to the gym, whether you trying to find a new way to get some money, working on your mental health, it don't matter. Anything that is something progressive, then you're a baker. And so, like, Baker is like, you're in the process of baking, son. And then Immaculate is perfect. So everybody ain't perfect, but every day you want to, in the progress of being a perfect version of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's you want to be in the kitchen every day, like you said, trying to make it perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Cooking up something.
And the way you put it, it could be as simple as just getting up and going to the gym. You know, it could be as simple as just like having a conversation. I'm reading this book right now. It's called A Creative Act, The Way of Being by Rick Rubin. I don't know if you heard of it.
Nah, I never heard of it. I know who Rick Rubin is, though.
Yeah, no,
look into it.
I'm like 5 entries in. So the way it is, it's not like a chapter reading book, right? Mm-hmm. It's not one that you go like every day and you read like all the way through. It's kind of one that you could read an excerpt and then like digest it. It may resonate with you or may not resonate with you. And he tells you that. He's like, look, I'm not no like psychologist or anything like that. These are just my thoughts, my entries, so on and so forth. So the first chapter in it is just like the way of a creator, right? And it's like everyone is a creator. Everyone has an art into them. It's just some people think that you and I, right? Let's just use you and I as an example. They think that we are like blessed. We have something within us that allows us to do what we are chasing our dreams to do. So like,
right.
But the reality of the fact is everyone's a creator.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter how small the context is. All right. So he put it in this perfect context. You and I were having a conversation right now, right? Mm-hmm. I say an idea. You talk to me. You say your idea. And we just go back and forth, right? That right there, that simple exchange is a creation of a conversation.
Right. Exactly.
Congratulations. You're a creator.
Exactly. Because everybody got their own insight. Everybody's raised different. I feel like everybody got something in them. You know, God created everybody equal. Whether, like, you born with a disability or something, I feel like your strength is in somewhere else that normal people don't got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like everybody could do something, create something. I don't get that, like, oh, yeah, these people blessed. They better than me, or I feel like they better than me. Like, everybody, you just got to have that self-confidence in yourself, that delusion, you know what I'm saying? It's a little delusional, but feel me? That's what it take to get to where you want to go, you know what I'm saying?
I like how you said that. It could be taken as delusional. People might think we're crazy, on a for real. People might think we're crazy, you know, just not conforming to the lines of society, you know what I mean? And doing the day in and day out work. What do you got?
You know, because that shit unheard of. Our parents and their parents is used to 9-to-5s and just working their life and just building throughout society how they got it. So now we stepping out the boundary and we doing rap and we doing vlogging and we doing this content creator work and we trying to step out the boundary and be different, and it's something they not used to. So I'm saying that's why we drawing a different picture for everybody.
Yeah, everybody don't get it. They're not gonna get it off rip.
We're paving the way for the next generation in a sense. You know, think about it. Like, you know. Let's think about tattoos, right? Let's just think about tattoos. Tattoos, when it comes to tattoos, the older generation, a majority of them don't have them. You see a bunch of older people who are in their 80s, you know, they don't have any tattoos on them, right? But you see our generation, and a majority of us do have tattoos. And we're not even worried about how the tattoos are going to look when we get old, because we don't have that many examples to look at what it looks like when a tattoo is old. You know what I mean?
Nah, but I always thought, even if my shits was to start getting fucked up, just get them redone again. I don't care.
Now, I've seen some old people with tattoos, but it's not as much. Like, they'll probably have, like, some small shit, and it'll be meaningful. We out here sleeved up. I ain't got none yet, but I want them tattoos. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
So it's like,
all my tats that I have on me, too, because I got, like, 9 of them. But everyone means something, though. It's not, I didn't just get shit put on me just because, like, it's like everything, every single tat on me, it like means something.
Right. And that's probably why like Jobs had to crack down on a tattoo, like people not getting a job because of how they look, because it was so much. So, like,
dude, check that out. That's kind of nuts, right? To get on your fucking wrist right there.
What is that right. exactly, though?
All right. So, this little side conversation, this right here, there's another one right there. And turn, look right behind you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Shout out Eric Boussart. He's a muralist in downtown Scranton. And he created this character named Brick, and he created 31 different versions of this character for a challenge called Inktober. Had a whole podcast about it. It was a great show. But during the show, I was like, yo, bro, would you mind if I got this tatted? And he was like, by all means, dude. He's like, whatever you want to do, you know, go ahead and get a tatted. I was like you at one point, where I thought that my tattoos needed meaning. You know, that I really was like, yo, they all need meaning, so on and so forth. Then after a while, I'm only 25, but now I'm just like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to get whatever I want because I appreciate the art. Mm-hmm. That's why. So with this right here, it's a guy holding a chainsaw. I'll show you later. And it's on my wrist, bro. Like, it's right here. Like, you see it when I shake someone's hand, mm-hmm. there's a brick with blood dripping. Like, it's kind of nuts, is it not? Like, and then I got this dinosaur on my arm right here.
Nah, that's fine, though. I feel like, but still, like, even like, that's still some sort of meaning. You like it. And somebody you know created that. It's not like you went to the tattoo shop.
It's like, just throw this
design book and was like, what do you like? And got one of them Ed Hardy tattoos. I don't like that. Feel me? I ain't got nothing against if you do that. Feel me? But not for me. But I like. But if I would see, I would do something like that. But I'll probably start adding more of them like that. Cause that's fire. I like that.
That's definitely the plan, is to add more. I intend to have a full sleeve. Not like where's Waldo, where's Brick, but mm-hmm. different versions of this character. But we got off topic. Let's refocus here and talk about Baker Immaculate, bro. You know, I love the clothing here. I love the videos you guys are doing. I've seen a few trivia giveaways that you guys are doing, you know, the hat is super slick. You got the 888. You know, speak to me about the significance of these designs that you do, mm-hmm. the significance of the logo. Because he's there. He's chefing it up. What's coming out of the pot?
Right. Our ideas.
The pot. Yeah, the pot is everything that we want. We want to create. And what we're trying to make out of it. We want that green stuff. Nah, but I mean, that we just, I'll keep doing this. Even if I was to get a good job and I don't get nowhere with it, I'm so I love music, clothing. I'll probably just keep doing this even if I never made it, you know what I'm saying? But it's like,
you gonna make it though.
Yeah, I'm gonna make
it. I don't doubt it.
For sure.
Your clothing is honestly top of the line, bro. I respect the shit out of it because there's a wide variety of designs, you know, that you have limited releases. You know, like shirts that probably will never be printed again, you know, but it's a part of a movement. It's like, when did you join the movement?
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
I'm going to have, you know, a newer hat, you know, so it's like, oh, Kev joined the movement in 2023.
For sure. And I do got your stuff, but I think I left in the car. You got the bag?
You got the bag? All right, you know what? Yeah. Hit me with some trivia questions. Make me earn this shit. Let's see what we got. You guys are pretty entertaining, you know, so.
Some trivia? Wait, what were some trivia questions?
Name all you guys, bro. That's the worst question, but let me see if I can do it, okay? Because I smoke bud, so I be getting lost in the sauce. Yeah, we got Shaw, we got Charlie.
Jeez.
We got Fancy. Oh, fuck, bro. I know your name. I think it starts with a G, too. Money? Guapo. Right. And then... David.
You're going to tell him. Yeah. He said, David.
Well, give me a different trivia question. Yeah. Let's right, see.
So what was the... Oh, nah, the one that was funny. Was the one... I'm going to say the one you said. It was like, how does a girl sleep... So how doesn't she sleep 26 days? Like, how does a girl not sleep 26 days?
How does a girl not sleep 26 days? That is a...
Like, she just stayed up 26 days.
That's a little content. I'm not really too sure as to how to answer that one.
And then the hint was like, she don't take naps in the day. She just don't take naps in the day. That was your hint.
So how does she stay up for 26 days straight? Is this the question?
No, it's just, how does she stay up for 26 days?
Nah, we're going to have to pop some questions because that's not given.
It's not given.
What's the answer to that, though? It's bugging me out.
It's because she sleeps at night.
That's not gay.
Okay. No, I was going to guess that.
Yeah,
because like, you gave me the time context.
Yeah.
Of like she doesn't take naps during the day. I'm like, okay, so then she takes naps at night.
Yeah.
She goes to sleep at night.
Yeah, at night. Yeah, that's that. And then we had music questions, but I ain't prepared for that.
All right, winner, chicken dinner. Let's check it out. What do we got, my friend? Take off this bum ass Carhartt hat.
No, that shit's tough.
Yeah, but that Baker better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. This shit came from Temu.
What's that?
You know about Temu?
Nah.
Never heard about Temu?
I don't know about Temu. I heard about Temu. So that means it might not be official?
For a fact. For a fact. I mean, it says Carhartt on the inside.
If it ain't, it's a good replica.
Nah, Temu is like a knockoff.
Amazon. Or Shein. It's not like a knockoff Shein.
This is tough, man. I enjoy it.
Exposed.
Significance of the 888 on the side. Let me ask you that.
So that's like 888, like significance. Whatever the word is, balance. You know what I'm saying? So like, Yeah, that's what it's just balance. That's what we want. Balance everywhere. I always
That's that shirt.
This is that shirt. This I've seen that shirt before. I've seen it many times.
That's the fire, and then the sweater's about to come.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The AA, it just balance. That's what we strive for. You know, I be struggling just trying to balance everything out in life. Period. You know. You know, got the you know, got work every day, make money. Then you want to spend time with your family. You want to hang with your friends. You want to hang with your girl, but you also want to work, and then you also want to grind. And you know, it's just like trying to balance. You know.
So how do you find yourself pushing through little tidbits of self-doubt, of you know, of just like maybe a creative block? You know, how do you get through that?
That's like a lot of times I gotta like. I don't even know. Sometimes I gotta, it's just that little bit of delusion, like I said before. Just gotta keep going and just be yourself, not trying to do something that's not you. Cause like, yeah, that shit is so fire. This I love that shit.
I'm but not gonna strip in the middle of the show, but during tea time, I'll put it on.
Like, it's like sometimes I do the self doubt thing. Like right now, even right now, I feel like the music, I've been like so focused on the business aspect of the music that I haven't been creating no music, and I feel like I gotta warm myself back up, get back into it. But it's all a mental aspect. So some days I wake up like that, and then the next day I'll be like, bro, I'm not a nigga, like, you know. So
self-assurance, man. You gotta have it within you. You gotta have that dog within you, you know. So when did the clothing start? What was the year that the whole brand started? I don't think I ever asked you that question.
I think 2019 we started the brand, and then like the clothing was like 2020.
Okay.
Right after that. But that started off with just t-shirts, heat press, got a logo, I just made a font, and then I photoshopped like a logo, like a hibachi chef with like a red background. And then I sent it to somebody, got it remade, and that's the logo we got now. That shit's fire. And then as we went on with the clothing, I needed another logo. So that's probably the one we got in our hats right now. So yeah.
So where do you go and get your stuff printed? Do you print them yourself, or do you, you know, outsource it to another company?
Yeah, I started doing it in the crib, just the heat press in the shirts. But then as I wanted to get into more like the sweatsuits and all that, I started outsourcing. Yeah,
as things are like getting into fruition, you know, how unreal is it? Did you think you'd be this far? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'm trying to go further. Yeah. I knew it was like, it's easy, you just gotta put the effort in, that's all. It's like sometimes it's hard work, it take long, but like you just gotta keep going. That's all I could say, because like, yeah, just keep going.
So with the clothing, you know, I think it's a fantastic clothing. You do have a website. Did you generate that website yourself?
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, it's easy. Shopify. And then the layout, I pay for the layout and you apply it to your Shopify. It's everything is YouTube. I'm YouTube University. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's nothing we can't learn. Straight computer in our hands every day. It's like, you can't be scared of the information. People be swiping past information. Everything valuable. The mind is the most powerful muscle in the body.
So you have your product on a website, right? Is there any ideas or any plans to get it into a store, or maybe open up a store of your own?
Yeah. We're trying to do that soon. I want to do like a store with a studio. We just getting ideas flowing right now, how we're going to do the store the right way. It'll be like the clothing line store, but it'll be mixed with something else. But we're trying to see what that something else is right now.
Like a creative space, maybe.
Yeah. Or some, we thinking like studio, or like, what we're going to do is also we're trying to like the clothing, see how we got our logos. Yes. We want to do it like where it's like you could do it yourself. Well, we're going to do it, but for me, you could design your own clothes and we could make it on the spot. Something like that. Or something just like, I also want to start a stream, but that's probably, we just waiting for me to legal, but everything to get legal, because, you know, weed is everywhere. So we want to get into everything, you know?
For sure. Have you attended any pop-up shops?
Like for the clothing, yeah.
Yeah.
I did, upstate New York, I did it twice, but I don't think we did a pop-up shop here. Oh, we did, but yeah, it ain't turn out that good. It ain't turn out good because nobody was there for the pop-up shop. Everybody came for a performance we did. We performed at the, but yeah, we did like two. We're looking for more.
I think if you present your product to a bunch of store owners, you know, you could definitely more than likely get into a First Friday type of event out here. You know First Friday?
Nah, I never heard what of that.
First Friday, you guys don't know about First Friday? First Friday in downtown Scranton is when the local stores, mom and pop shops, they allow people to come into their store and, you know, represent their brand, whatever it is. So let's use a Bazaar Skate Shop as an example, okay? They partake in it every First Friday of the month. Bazaar Skate Shop featuring tattoo artists for the night. You know, and it's just like they allow you to sell yourself and, you know, use their store as a pop-up event of that weekend. And it's a big thing in Scranton, bro. First Friday is a big thing in Scranton. It's every month. I've
never heard of that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Every month, dude. Every month they do that. You just got to get tapped in out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, word. Stop gatekeeping, though. But see, that's why I like this right here. You told me? Nah, I've definitely got to look into that.
First Friday of every month. Yep. First Friday of every month. Friday, Saturday. And they even like print out like a map for, let's just say if there's a tourist coming through, right? And they like want to look up First Friday, what stores are doing what, who's going to be at where, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So that's how they do it. For example, Analog Culture, shout out Analog Culture. Episode 100, the plan is to do a First Friday in a store for myself. You know what I mean?
For sure.
5-minute interviews, turn and burn. You know,
that's like, fire.
People get coming from the street. They just see a guy with a microphone and a headset just talking to a fucking camera. They might want to sit down and be like, yo, what do you do? Who are you? Like, what's going on? Stuff like that.
And that's a fact. Or you could do, that. And because I see a lot of content like that, too. That would go crazy. I like that.
It's collabing, man. It's all collabing. Scranton is pretty big. I think we're... they're doing a lot more with just trying to like highlight the area, highlight people who are doing things in different avenues, bro. And for real, as we just said, paving the way for the next generation.
Right.
And First Friday is a big thing out here, bro. They do it every First Friday of the month.
Do you know like what store you would do?
Yeah. Analog Culture.
Okay. I didn't know that was this.
That's
okay.
One. I just dropped that tidbit. I didn't disclose the location at all yet. This is actually the first time I'm like disclosing the location.
Exclusive.
The plan is to have it done in February. Episode 100 is going to be nuts because even after the fact, we're going to celebrate. We're going to have a pretty big...
I was looking. You on your grind. It's consistency.
Working hard every day, man. Bro. Day in and day out. I mean, I'm sure you can relate that it's a Sunday to Sunday type of thing of being...
Yeah, it's all hours of the day. It's not a 9-to-5. It's whenever you can. If you could grind all day, do that, but...
Start a podcast, they said. It'll be fun, they said. You know, it'll be easy, they said.
Being your own boss.
Easy.
Being your own boss, you're never off. You're never off.
Never off. But yo, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. You know, make sure you check out Baker Immaculate. Check out their clothing. Check out their music. And I want to talk about your music, bro. Let's get into that. You know, you guys do a great job on YouTube. First of all, with the vlogs. But let's just talk about the music. One of my favorite things to observe during the music was you were performing outdoors. A lot, you know, performing outdoors, in a park or, you know, on the street. Talk me through that. And, you know, you said that you're pretty introverted. So how has that experience been? Has it been propelling you in the right direction? How has the response been from the people?
Yeah, I actually, they've been fucking with it a lot. And I was happy about that.
Sorry for cutting you up, but as much like has people been fucking with our music? I didn't think niggas was going to fuck with it because, like how you said, some people would be, like, trying to act like they don't like our shit, but really do like our shit, but don't want to watch our shit. But, nah, we've been getting a lot, like, some good views. I ain't going to lie.
The outside performances, I was just trying to do something new, get myself out there more. I'm even looking for more ways to do that, but I feel like it's a good way to promote the song, promote your music, just... get them to see that I'm in the music space because sometimes they'll just, you'll see a link, but it's like for them to click that is like a lot of work. So sometimes I'm putting your face, just kick the rhyming skill right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Do you set up a speaker outdoors so it's like being projected and everyone can hear it?
Oh, nah, I don't got no speaker. I mean, when I'm with them, they'll bring a speaker. But when I'm by myself, I only got my laptop and I put my hotspot on the laptop. If I don't got the song, one of the videos, I forgot to put the song like in my files. So I don't need the Wi-Fi, but I need the Wi-Fi. The song was already out on YouTube, so I had to do the hotspot and then play it. And then I put it like over to the side, put my tripod up, just press record. And then I go to CapCut, edit it. Just gotta make sure all the words is good. And yeah, that's how I do it.
How has anyone approached you after your performance while you were just doing it to yourself out there alone?
Nah, because usually I go to spots where there's nobody there.
Secluded.
I like the background though. But if it is people, like one of them, I was at Scranton University, so I'm starting to get more comfortable. As I go, I'm like, just fuck it. Like, I do, sometimes I got built up some confidence to just do it. Could I be like, you know, just self down, or I'm just a little standoffish regardless. Like, that's just the type of person I am. Usually people got to talk to me first and then they'll be like, oh, you cool as hell, bro. But I won't say nothing. Like, if you don't say nothing to me, I'll probably not say nothing to you at all.
So overall, would you say you're an introverted character?
Yeah, but I can be, like, once I get comfortable around you, like, you'll see the real me. Like, my coworkers, I'm getting comfortable around my coworkers, and I've been probably working with them for like 2 years, not gonna lie. They see me like, nah, you funny as hell. Nah.
So with the music, right? How often do you drop? You know, I was looking at, you know, your SoundCloud. There's songs that are like scattered. You know what I mean? How often are you creating music? Let's just be honest about that. What's going on?
So, but for a while, I didn't create music for like a year. Because that's before we started on BandLab. So everything was off the phone. So our first tape we dropped, that was like 2020, I think. Like late 2020, that was me, Ja Banks. And that everything was off the phone, but it sounded so good. Like the rhyming was so good. We liked the songs, the whole group. I'm like, I don't even care. I'm going to just put it on SoundCloud, put it on Apple. And then like, because you know, some stuff just pop off like that. Some stuff don't, but it didn't matter to me. Then after that, I was like, all right, I don't want to do this no more, because I'll start hearing like, nah, the quality just, that's the, all the criticism, like the quality just got to get better. So that's what I worked on. And then I was just doing little freestyles because I was like, the strategy of the music, right? The tapes right now, everything is like the attention span is so small. So I was like, I'll just do singles right now because nobody's listening to a body of work full through. Everybody want that one banger. So I'm like, I'm gonna just lock in real quick, do the music. That's when, and I was more focused on the clothing. So we was just promoting the clothes right there. And then the other artists, they would have Brizo and Jad. I think Brizo, he did. We was just having performances. We was still promoting the brand. Just I wasn't into the music at that point. And then what else? Damn, I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah. And then I started to plan for the music. So like right now, this summer, I dropped a couple freestyles just to get myself slowly back into the process. And then we dropped the video, Moody. Yeah. That's out now. Go check that out.
You seen that shit?
Yo, I fucking posted it on my story, dog.
Yeah, he did. He did.
That video was tough, bro. I really, fire. the switch up with the beat there was one of my, I fucked with it heavy. I was like, okay, hold on. Slow it down.
He said, we got two songs in one.
Yeah, no, very much so, bro. And I enjoy that. I enjoy that. You know, I'm a big fan of that shit, you know. Tyler, the Creator, does it all the time. You know, like, shit, I'm a big fan of that. So that Moody video, shout out, Three False Prophets. Adam, you know, you guys all did a great job on that. Who had the vision of the video? How'd that all come about?
Me and Adam collabed on that, but I just told him I want him. Yeah, word. Shout out Three False Prophets. But yeah, I just told him like I want a one shot take video. Everybody just going through the house. Everybody's just gang, and he was like, "All right." But he just gave everybody their places. We did like a run through of where we want everybody to be at, and it just came to fruition. He did a great job because like I'm not gonna lie, I said this in the last interview, but I didn't know if he could do it just because some of his videos I've seen before. Were like they were just simple. So I was like I told him what I wanted and he did it. He performed. So now we got some more videos coming out with him. I fuck with Adam.
What was the significance of that song? Is that like one of your first official music videos?
Yeah, for okay. sure.
So why'd you choose that song out of all the other songs? And that song was released 3 years ago, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So clearly that song meant a lot to you that you wanted to make it into a music video. Why is that?
Because that was the song me and Ja, we just agreed on, like, nah, we got to do a video to this. And we just wanted to keep the word because that's like that's the intro to the tape. So we just wanted to just keep that promise. And I feel like the transition was fire. Just that. And some of the other songs was, I felt like it would have been harder. We needed a bigger budget to do the videos for the ideas we had. Because mm-hmm. we like to think big.
Our shits are bright.
So, yeah. We like to think big. So we was like, we just going to start off with this. And then if we want to do some more, we'll come back to it. Because I feel like you can always repurpose your content. So music is our music timeless. You can always go back to it. Make a video. Oh, what's this? Like, we're going to keep going. So if we want to come back to a video, and then it's new ears. Everybody ain't hear that yet. So it's going to be a new song with somebody else.
So you were talking about, you know, that's going to be the intro to the tape.
Yeah, right? that was the intro to the tape that came out 3 years ago. It was the Rookies of the Year. It's me and Ja Binks.
Do you have any other tapes up and coming?
Me and Guapo, we actually going to plan to drop an EP soon.
Fire, good.
That's just in the works, but probably be like at the top first quarter next year. But right now, I got the music video. I'm about to drop a freestyle. By the time this is out, the freestyle probably out. Video, go check out Fresco Freestyle. Shot Fresco Ball, and then we got another video in December and new song we drop in December. Let's get it.
What's up? Did we bring someone else new?
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome to the stew.
Breezo Benz here. Oh, nah. Man.
Welcome to the stew, man. Welcome to the stew. So, yeah, the EPs, the tape, you know, you got stuff going on, man. Where do you record your music now? You know, you said you started what was the name of the app?
BandLab. We had the, you know, the little iPhone mic. We was going crazy on the iPhone mic, you know, trying to make some money off the iPhone mic. But, yeah, now, so I got a little setup in a crib. Something like this, and then I just go on my laptop, or we go to the studio, and we just cook up some heat. Yeah, for the setup of my crib, it's just usually me, and I'll get some. That's what I do my freestyles on, but
mm-hmm. yeah. Who are the producers that you find yourself working with out here?
So right now, I'm trying to find some right now to get on the team, but currently we've been working with Sean. What's his name? S Dot? And then we just been getting YouTube beats other than that. But we mess with Sean. He's been our producer out here.
You talking about the beats?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He got a beat. Breezo got a song with him. What's that song you did? Yeah, so Fresh So Clean Fire. He did that beat. I fuck with that so hard. So, but yeah, like, yeah, shut up, man. Pause.
So, you know, there's multiple people in a group that do make music, you know. So what is your style of music? You know, I like to think of, you know, when I think of a group of artists, I think about the Wu-Tang, right? You know, if you guys could compare yourselves, if everyone's educated on the Wu-Tang, which member are you? You know what I mean?
Ourselves.
Yeah. I went, Wu-Tang yourself. Is like...
I like, all right. You feel yeah, yeah, I get it. I get ourselves. It, bro. I get
yeah,
it.
Different. That's 20 years ago. They from... For me, they Staten Island. I love the Wu-Tang. I like they whole cool dynamic. But I would say, yeah, we do got some wild characters like ODB. But I feel like they all got some ODB in them because they all a little crazy. I ain't gonna lie. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we ourselves. We Baker.
Facts.
That's the style. Well, you know, when people want to see who you guys are and you guys actually being yourselves, you are doing these vlogs now. You know, these vlogs, you got this camera right here. I'm sure this is going to be a part of the vlog. What's up? Hello. Welcome. I appreciate you guys for being here. You know what I mean? How often are you guys recording these vlogs? Why did it start out? You were just trying to show people who you guys really were?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Not yet, but we got the, I was watching YouTube before the vlogs. I was watching YouTube a lot, and DDG, he was doing a lot of vlogs, and I just be educating myself on just the, like, how to do stuff, and a lot of stuff just be easy. So I was like, all right, we could do vlogs. At first, I was just going to do vlogs every day, but we don't do stuff every day. Sometimes shit is boring. So I was like, we do vlogs when we gonna promote ourselves or just, you know, just do stuff as a group base.
Or some shit like that.
Yeah, as a group base. Cause I was like, I don't wanna do YouTube by myself. Not doing that. And yeah, so we just got that's when we do the vlogs basically. When we out in a community or we just trying to do a challenge. The challenges, we been slacking on that, but those are coming back.
Any thoughts for the vlogs, working in a team? You're a funny guy. You ever gonna do stand-up comedy?
Nah, I don't know. I don't want to say I do stand-up. I'm more like I just got to be natural. Like, that's how funny I am. Like, I just do, like, I just say, do you shit. Do
improv.
Natural just, comedian. Yeah. The commercials.
Shit, yeah, just like that. I don't know. If it was, like, on the spot, like, niggas told me to, like, go do, like, stay on the stage, tell some jokes. I feel like I'm a bum that shit, like,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Like, he definitely
I feel like would. That shit gonna be ass as hell.
But I feel like, for the commercials, right? So I told him, like, I was like, yo, we gonna do a competition. We just gonna see whoever make the best commercial win this. I was completely lying, but I just want to.
Yeah, he always lying. He always lying when it comes to the competition.
I just wanted to get the competitive spirit out of them because,
of course,
like, just to make the best commercial. Then I feel like it's him and Breezo, they got the best commercials out the whole thing.
So. I really feel like it was my shit. If you really seen my shit, just know.
Breezo was like, hello.
That's funny. No, your commercials are hilarious, bro. I remember you were saying, like, if are you getting no females? If so, then, you know, you might have to go and check out Baker Immaculate, you know, and it's just like, you know, these terms and contexts were not confirmed nor denied. You know, if you're a bum, you're a bum. But, you know, we at least try to help you out a little bit. You know?
Right.
No, you guys are hilarious. You're a great group of people. You know, how working in a group, I think it's absolutely amazing. You know, some of the struggles, would you care to expand on some of the struggles on working in a group, some of the highlights of working in a group?
Everyone be trying to throw one idea at once instead of, like, not sometimes, like, no, their ideas are not even thought of. It's just like, oh, let me just throw this out here because everyone's talking.
Nah, yeah. Yeah, sometimes it is some of that. So it's like getting everybody on the same page. I feel like, just talking in a group, period. Cause, like, everybody gotta say something to say at once. So we gotta get our communication better a lot of times. But, I feel like the highlights is, I feel like the group, when we move as a group, we a movement and nobody, like, it's a force. Nobody can stop it for real. I feel like people, gravitate towards movements better than a single person trying to put something out, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, bro. 110%, that is correct. Because when you have a group of people supporting you and everyone is a part of it, it's just like you could get a larger reach. You know, for someone to think that they could do it by themselves is kind of crazy. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah. Which can happen.
It could happen.
But it's way better when it's a group.
It's likely you have a higher chance we do it with more.
Yes.
Especially people that you trust. Like, you can't just do it with anyone. Like, we trust all of you. Like, all of us is like.
For sure.
The 100%. Movement. I love that, bro. Movement. Like, I'm happy because I feel as though I am a part of the movement now. Word. So, you know, I really appreciate you guys for coming out. And you're
definitely a baker. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm a baker.
You got the hat on.
Yeah, so listen, you consistent with your podcast. I'm telling anybody could be a baker. Is what I'm saying. You consistent with your podcast, and I see you just dropping, trying to get your shit out there. And that's as long as you don't quit, and you are gonna get somewhere.
Can't stop, won't stop, bro. Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop, bad boy. Hold on.
All right, well, hey, guys, we're going to transition into tea time here in a few minutes, but, you know, we do have a big crew in a room here. So if you guys want to pass around the mic, maybe, you know, say a few things. If you have any questions for me or for Shy here before we get into tea time, you know, this is the time.
Breezo, good on that. You ain't say nothing.
Welcome, Breezo. Welcome, Breezo.
Yo, what's up? It's Bandman. You already know. Breezo the GOAT.
Oh, shit. We're going to say
make sure you talk close to it.
No, whatever you want. You know, even if you don't have a thought, at least you did your shout out, bro. You know,
yeah, bro. Shout out or talk your shit.
Oh yeah, the band tape coming too, nigga. It's 12/10. You already know how the drop coming. I'm doing a deluxe too this year, so you feel me? Some heat gonna come out. You feel me?
Guapo, do you have anything? It's like Guapo, Wapo. He was over there eating McDonald's in the back dancing.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that McDonald's hit so different. It brought me back to life. But hear me out, right? Tea time. What are we talking about?
Nah, it's not tea time.
Oh, it's
yet.
Not tea time.
It's not tea time. You just talking about your shit.
You just say tea time.
Pop your shit real quick. Yeah, Guapo.
All right, say that. Yeah, move out your chair. Yeah. So, boom. before we get into tea time, right? Me and my shot, boy Shaw, we got a track dropping. It's gonna be the song of the year. I'm saying
that's coming top of the year.
SMA's part two. We're gonna take that hip hop record of the year, and we're gonna get video of the year. Cause
he talking, you know, heavy.
We taking it all this year.
I like that energy.
Besides that, let's get into this tea time, man.
I appreciate you for being here, man. We're looking forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing the group grow. I'm looking forward to just, you know, keep it tab, seeing what's going on, because everyone is gonna venture on their own journey, but ultimately you will all come back together as Bakers.
For sure. And yeah, they trying to get into tea time. I feel like they're going to spill the beans. Make sure y'all watch tea time. Because I don't know what they're going to say, but.
tea time could be wild, man. Tea time could be wild.
Yeah, word.
Is there anything you want to say before we get off the air here?
Yeah, like I said, Moody video out now. Make sure you go tune that. Share if you want. What they be saying? Like,
comment, subscribe.
Yeah. Feel me? It ain't nothing to press the share button. Feel me? We just trying to do our thing. Get out. Oh, Moody. Fresh Ball Freestyle out now too. By the time this is out, it should be out. New video next month. And just stay in tune. Hoodie's about to drop. Clothing. Just be in tune. Just get in tune. Follow Baker Macklin on Instagram at Baker Macklin. BakerMMaculate. If you don't know how to spell it, that's no excuse now. But yeah, feel me?
Yeah, don't walk. Run to the subscribe button. You don't got to click it. Punch it. Step on it. Just click it. Make sure it's hit. Make sure y'all do y'all thing.
For both of the brands. You know how it goes.
The Middleman Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to that too.
Hey, and also for anyone listening on the artists, make sure you follow the artists as well. Just follow the artists. That's important. A lot of people don't. You can like the song, but what's more important is following the artists. Just follow them. You know, but with that being said, everyone, I appreciate you for coming out. I appreciate being a part of the Baker movement. You better be a part of the Baker movement. Go get your merch. Cop out. It's fly. You look fresh to death. I'm not lying. All right. But with that being said, I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez. We're going to transition into tea time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona IC. Thank you all for watching. Peace.
Yes, sir. Big Baker.